91.5 WMFO in Medford with the big Who block. Started with Sister Disco and went to Happy Jack. Long Live Rock from The Kids Are All Right. That was my first album. Well, I should say tape. Well, no, album's correct. But it wasn't a record, it was a tape. It was my first, like, piece of music I bought. Kids Are All Right when I was in grade school. Then we did Pete Townsend, Let's See Action. From the album, Who Came First? Huh? Kind of like the chicken and the egg thing. Cal Cowley wants to hear Caroline Says. He says he thinks it's two. I go, is it? Do you want Caroline Says 1, 2, or 3? By Lou Reed. So we're going with 2. I hope this is the one for you, Cal. We're 91.5 MFO.
Says, as she gets up off the floor, why is it that you beat me? It isn't any fun. Caroline says, as she makes up her eye, you ought to learn more about yourself. Think more than just I. But she's not afraid to die. All of her friends call her Alaska. When she takes speed, they laugh and ask her what is in her mind. What is in her mind? Caroline says, as she gets up from the floor, you can hit me all you want to, but I don't love you anymore. Caroline says, while biting her lip, life is meant to be more than this, and this is a bum trip. But she's not afraid to die. All of her friends call her Alaska. When she takes speed, they laugh and ask her what is in her mind. What is in her mind? She put her fist through the window pane. Such a funny feeling. It's so cold in Alaska. It's so cold in Alaska.
back, live and in stereo from the Ultrasonic Recording Studios. And tonight, Mr. Lou Reed is with us. If you want to get out and see the band, Alice Tully Hall, January 27th, in a rather rare New York appearance. You're back in New York, though, right? You spent a long time in the city.
Yeah, we spent a long time in Europe. We were in and around London, Scotland, places like that for a while.
Have you officially moved to England?
Oh, no. We just went over there because we hadn't seen it.
So New York is still a city of record.
New York is a home base.
The album was recorded in London.
Yeah, the album was recorded. Real great studio named Trident.
Trident. And David Bowie produced?
David and Mick Ronson. Mustn't forget Mick.
Mustn't. How'd you like working with...
It'd be naughty. That's what they say in England. When you say something, they say, no, that's naughty. That's
naughty. They don't say that in New York.
No, man, they'd punch you out if you did.
I don't know. How'd you like working with David?
I loved working with David. David's terrific empathy.
How do you account for the fact that...
Not that way.
How do you account for, during his performance at Carnegie, he dedicated what seemed like an entire half hour to Lou Reed and did a couple of Lou Reed tunes?
I guess he likes them.
Yeah. After all these years, suddenly for the energy to start coming back again.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I guess it must have been there all along.
Yeah, I should think so, you know.
Where's Dougie Ewell?
Dead, I hope.
Whoa! I went to high school with Dougie Ewell. You can't say that.
Well, I can say it, but I didn't mean it.
You worked together on the Loaded album.
We worked on the Loaded album.
And that was the final venture.
That was it.
That was the end of it.
That was the end.
The end of your proverbial era, as it were.
Well, the end of that era. Is it era or era?
Era. Error.
Is it an error to call it an error, or is it an error to call it an error?
It's an ear.
An ear. Corn?
It's an error.
It's an error.
Do you think we'll ever see the Velvet Underground together again, performing, playing?
Which permutation of it?
Anyone.
All right.
Well, there's a version of the Velvet Underground that's in London right now that's... got the original drummer and has Doug Ewell and two other people in it.
Oh, so Dougie is working. He's not dead.
No, he's not dead. He's not dead.
I see. How about Lou Reed in the Velvet Underground?
No chance of that.
And what about the Thunder Thighs?
Oh, if I had him here.
these are not the Thunder Thighs.
No, these are not. He thought he was the Thunder Thigh, then I had to tell him he wasn't. He got very depressed.
Why don't you tell me who is here playing with you tonight?
Oh, we have Bobby Rossinio, Vinnie Laporta, Ennie Reynolds, and Scott Clark.
Okay, well, talking about New York City, and the Velvet Underground certainly epitomized, I think, what New York City was to a lot of people for a long time, at least during...
Most of whom are now in jail.
Or dead.
Or dead.
Good to hear that you are still a member of this insanity. Why don't we go back and do something from the old days, from Velvet Underground, New York, 1963,
64? No. About circa, I guess, do you know the story about how I wrote this song?
Please tell me.
I was working for a record company as a songwriter where they'd lock me in a room and they'd say, write 10 surfing songs, you know. And I wrote Heroin, and I said, hey, I got something for you, you know. And they said, never happen, never happen. So that's what we'll lead our set off with.
Okay, thank you. Lou Reed, Tuesday Night Concert, WLIR-FM.
Hello. Yes, it still exists. Now, in the original days, not only was it banned, but they wouldn't take advertisements for our album because of it. Now, here we are doing it over the radio. Very funny. rock version. It's called Heroin. I don't know just where I'm going. To try for the kingdom if I can, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm a man. When I put a spike into my vein, then I tell you things aren't quite the same. On my run, and I feel just like Jesus' son, and I guess I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. I'm going to try to nullify my life, 'cause when the blood begins to flow, when it shoots up the dropper's neck, when I'm closing in on death, pretty girls with all your sweet pretty talk, you can all go take a walk. And I guess I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. Tell me you're a junkie's dream, haha. Born 1,000 years ago, I wish that I'd sail the darkened seas on a great big clipper ship, going from this land here to that. I put on a sailor's suit and a cap. We'll be right back. of me. My wife, and it's my life because a main to my vein leads to a center in my head, and then I'm better off than dead. Oh, I really don't care anymore about all you Jim Jims in this town, and everybody putting everybody else down, and all the politicians making crazy sounds, and all the dead bodies piled up in mounds. Oh. Next song is from the new album, and it's about a person watching television. It's a nice thing to write a song about. And it's called Satellite of Love.
Not this week.
One, two, three.
I'm so free, feeling so good, I'm so free.
Thank you. This next song, we're going to make believe we're in Casablanca. And I'm Humphrey Bogart.
That was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Started the Lou Reed block off with Caroline Says 2. We had a Lou Reed interview in there. If you missed it, listen to the archive later. It's a great interview. Heroin. Don't do it. You can sing about it. Lou Reed. I'm So Free. Yeah, that's what I was playing for you. Have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian. And this is The Dead Milkman.
shine, go, go, go.
Podium. I don't wanna go
myself in a tour band. Never have, never can for now. But maybe later I bet you myself in again. I put some music out and the numbers in. I do it well. I found a special kind of hell.
Yeah. my money, she went to Chicago. If I ain't already enough sick and alone, but if it's all right with you, and if it's all right, yes, I will. Oh, come on, babe.
Me. say if there was a me for you.
MFO. What have we been listening to? We started with the Dead Milkmen, If I Had a Gun. We've heard the Lurkers with Shadow. The Rudds with Astrological Sign. Choka! Linnea's Garden with School. Kid Gulliver, Give Me Some Go. We had the Violent Femmes, To the Kill. And They Might Be Giants. And a ang. Hope you're digging it. I'm just a little past halfway through the show here. I'm here till 4. Stick around, there'll always be more. Here's a band covering the Vapors, turning Japanese. And they are called No Use for a Name. Right here on MFO.
I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. that it all would come true. Never thought that we'd have to tell you. But if you ain't found out, we're definitely true. We wrote a song about some local boys who had Ferraris as their favorite toy. And the music gave their life some hope. And the music was white punks unknown. We wish we could be just like them, but they didn't wanna be friends. Cause the life found us start from living too high. I was a punk before you were a punk. You don't believe me? Just step outside and see me, girl. I was a punk before you were a punk. You want some action? I'll put your ass in track and baby. I was a punk before you were. I was a punk before you. I was a punk before you were.